This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Oh, yeah, Texter pointing out something here.
What is it?
There's a big reason why Bregman probably needed $40 million a year. 9% state income tax in Massachusetts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof.
That is the one part I always wonder about. Just, you know, the agents make their money based on commission, but they pay the state income tax wherever they reside and do business.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to them.
Right.
They're gonna pay the same state income tax no matter where their client goes. So not that a sports agent would ever act unethically, but even subconsciously, there's a little bit. It's less of a detract. It's not as much of a knock against the agent's cut of everything.
No, no.
When his client goes to a state with a high state income.
Yeah, I don't know where I don't know where Boris is based out of. I have no idea.
Well, it doesn't matter. Regardless, it doesn't. It's a moot point. They're going to pay their state income tax no matter where their client goes. It's all the same to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I'm just saying. I'm curious where he lives. If he lives in a state where he's got, yeah, you know, if he's smart enough to live in Florida or something. Something like that, where none of the, you know, I get what you're
then
saying.
Then it's doubly insulting, yes, right? Yeah. If he's very much concerned about state income tax, but to his clients, he's like, hey, they're offering you the most money.
Take it.
Top line.
Yes, top line. All right. So, Seth, I posed the question on Twitter about Alex Bregman. And just to lay it out here, in case some of you are jumping in late, just to give you the particulars. Alex Bregman, 3 years, $120 million, signs with the Boston Red Sox. He's going to play second base for them, it sounds like, at least for now. He's got opt-outs after each season, so he's very much in control of where he plays in the future. You know, if he has a good year this year and he wants to put himself back on the market for the Red Sox or anybody else, he's got the power to do that. I think he's going to play really well in Boston. I think his swing, his offensive style is tailor-made for the Green Monster. So 81 games out of the year, they're going to get, I think, after May, the best version of Alex Bregman, right?
It's less total guaranteed money than what the Astros offered him, but he's betting on himself a little bit.
That's right.
That he's going to be able to get another good contract sometime in the next 3 years.
And I guess for Astro fans, we use the 6 years, 156, as sort of the benchmark, because that's the only offer that we saw with specific numbers. We don't know if they sprinkle, you know, there were reports they upped it. We don't know by how much. So I'm just using that. What we do know is he was also offered significant money by the Detroit Tigers. So maybe we use 171 and change as the benchmark for what he technically left on the table in terms of what he could have had from some Major League Baseball team.
Well, and you know, the
they offered 6 years, 171.
The interesting thing about that was that he had an opt-out after 2 years as well. So that might have been the smarter deal that I would have suggested he take. It's the most guaranteed money, and you still do, if you ball out over the next couple of years, you've got a chance to capitalize on it.
Yep.
I'm guessing he thought the annual opt-outs were better, like a better chance at, okay, if after 1 year I'm still young, I can opt out now and get a big deal, whatever it might be. Okay.
Real quick, just on his age, he turns 31 on March 30th, so he's still 30 right now. He turns 31. So go ahead.
So the question was, are you mad at Alex Bregman?
I'll read the tweet. I said, for Astro fans, Alex Bregman has finally signed a deal. It's with the Red Sox. 3 years, $120 million with opt-outs after each season. Simple question. Are you mad at Alex Bregman? Yes or no? Very simple.
I think...
I love
this is a
game.
Tough one for me. I might not have a feel on this at all. I honestly think it's a. I think it's lower than 50%. I think it's 38% are mad at him. They're mad at him.
38% say yes. They're mad at Alex Bregman. Seth, I'm sorry to tell you, it is a mere 21%.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yes. Yes is 21%. 21% of Astro fans.
Okay, good.
Are mad.
People are in a healthy place.
Now,
you know what? I was a little misled because you read a couple of texts early on of people that were either thought Bregman was an idiot or one guy is done with sports in general because he's tired of the greed of the athletes and what have you. By and large, most sports fans just we've accepted free agency and it is what it is. That it was in Bregman's eyes, this was a better deal for him than what the Astros had offered him. So it doesn't feel like, I don't feel jilted.
Yeah.
I don't feel like he just wanted to get out of Houston no matter what.
Here are the things I think would have pushed that number closer to like 50-50, where fans would have been split down the middle. One, if he had signed with the Yankees, the Dodgers, or the Rangers, I think those are probably the three most hated teams for the, the Red Sox, I think, are generally not well-liked outside of Boston fans, but they've been so irrelevant the last few years that I think they've sort of fallen off the map. And the Yankees and the Dodgers were in the World Series last year, and the Rangers, A, share a state with you, and B, won the World Series and got through you to do it 2 years ago, you know?
Yeah. I always, in the 2017 playoff run going through Boston and everything, I don't know, because it worked out well for the Astros, I've got fond memories of
you
Boston.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll let you run with that then. Fond memories of the Red Sox. I ain't dying on that hill.
I just feel like the Red Sox fan base, because their manager is Alex Cora, because they had their own little run-in with the rules as well, that I feel like there's a certain kinship there.
Yeah.
And I never felt like the reception at Fenway has been the same as it's been in most other major league ballparks.
I think you and I are kind of in agreement. I think we're in agreement. They're definitely a tier below those other teams I just said when it comes to being hated by Astro fans. I think if he had signed with any of those three teams, would have been much higher than 21%. I think secondly, if he had signed a deal that was for whatever reason, whether it's total money, number of years, can't opt out, if he had signed a deal that was just empirically a significantly worse deal than what the Astros were offering, I would submit this is a better contract than what the Astros were offering. $40 million a year for 3 years. I think if he plays that contract out without opting out, he's going to make all that money up and then some. He'll only be 33 years old that offseason. He's 30 right now. He'll be 33 that offseason when that contract is up. There's people on the text page saying he's not going to get another contract after this one. I'm like, are you crazy? He's going to be 33. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Well, and I think from Bregman's standpoint, all right, there's a certain level of confidence there too, where I think he's probably looking at it as, I'm going to earn this contract and I'm going to get, get $40 million a year again or $30 million a year or whatever it might be. So it's a calculated risk. And he's betting on himself, and the opt-outs help that if things go really well, that he could get that money sooner than 3 years from now while he's still a young guy. It makes sense to me. It's a boatload of guaranteed money in the course of 3 years, and he's still going to be in his prime. For a guy that's been pretty durable in his career, he's still going to be at an age where he could be expected to get another really good 3-year contract.
I'd be coming in today saying this is a better deal than the Astros deal. Again, the Astros, what we know, was 6 years, 156, 26 yeah. million, 27 million a year, whatever that is. I would have come in today, Seth, saying this Red Sox deal is a better deal. I would have signed that one even without the opt-outs. Because I don't think the opt-outs matter. I think he's going to play out this deal. I think Boston is going to be – I think that ballpark is going to be great for him. I think he's going to be – I think Red Sox fans are going to love Alex Bregman. Maybe after the first 6 weeks of the season, probably love him more than the first six if the pattern holds up with slow starts. I would have said, even without the opt-outs, I would have signed the three-year 120 and bet on myself to get another even moderate deal afterwards to make up the difference over. He's going to make more than 30. The difference is $36 million if we just keep it basic, right? 120 versus 156. Are you telling me that the bet is over under Alex Bregman makes more than $36 million in seasons 2028, 2029, and 2030? I would go way over that. He's still going to be a good baseball player at age 34. You know, like he'll more than make up that money that he's, quote, leaving on the table by not signing a 6-year deal by going to Boston for $40 million a year. $40 million a year over the next 3 years.
It's the sixth highest. It's tied crazy. For the sixth highest average per year in Major League Baseball.
And he's good, but he's not close to the sixth best player in baseball. That's the
right,
thing.
Right. Well, those other guys, other than there's pitchers, and then there's Otani, and then there's Judge. Those are the seven guys that are in those top six. Bregman's tied with Judge.
Right.
They're all different types of baseball players.
He hates those guys.
It's Juan Soto, and then the pitchers were, well, Verlander's previous contract with the Mets.
Yeah.
Zach Wheeler and Max Scherzer's contract with the Mets.
Right. So I think he got a great deal. I can't get mad at him for taking that deal. Are people mad at him? Maybe. That would be the next step is, okay, the 21%, why are you mad at him? And maybe I think some of them, the sense I get just in looking at the text page, Seth, is people are mad that it felt like he strung the Astros along in this whole thing. You know,
I would feel that way if there were only one other offer out there. But he had other respectable offers and probably a lot of the negotiations between teams were – maybe more about the opt-out than anything else, than the total dollar amount. So now at least it makes sense.
Yeah.
And he's showing up in time for spring training.
Yep. Text message, Jim Adler, Texas Hammer text line. If Alex Bregman were a coworker of mine, I would have told him he'd be an idiot not to take the Red Sox deal. No hard feelings. Yeah. And I think a lot of Astro fans, at least according to the several hundred that have voted in that poll, what do you think the Vegas odds, is a text message, on Bregman winning a gold glove at second base will be? I would say, I mean, he's a good defensive player. I mean, he's been a career third baseman at the major league level.
Yeah.
I would say, I have no reason to believe he's not going to be an excellent second baseman,
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do we want to listen to what WEEI is saying about this up in Boston?
Do we have it? Does Ben have it?
Yeah, I sent it like an hour ago.
Okay,
yeah.
Is it an email? I haven't looked at the email. Sorry about that.
Ben's got it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, let's hear it.
So we can, Sean, stop this wherever you feel like they make a stupid point or
you
a
got
good
it.
Point.
Yep.
Honestly, like I hate to do this. I don't give a crap if you don't like this deal. Mm-hmm. This makes the team this year a contender in the division, and finally, John Henry has invested real money on the product, and I think it is a reaction to the ticket sales. There's a reaction.
Pause there. Okay, I don't give a crap. I almost said the bad word. I don't care about their ticket sales. So this is viewed, I mean, they're in the same division as the Yankees, who went to the World Series last year. Now, they lost Juan Soto, so the Yankees sustained a little bit of damage in the offseason. But Bregman, at least in that initial, we'll keep playing it, Ben, in a second. It sounds like he's being viewed from that 20 seconds worth of audio as a bit of a savior for this team, as a guy who's going to put them over the top.
Well, they could help put them over the top, and that also that the team, the fan base has been clamoring for John Henry to sell the team. They hate him. He won't spend money. That this is a big spend. This is a big spend. It's only a 3-year deal, but it's a big spend. So yeah, I could see where the optimism would start to feel like, oh, okay, wait a second. This seems they've been poking the dead possum with a stick, and all of a sudden the possum perks its head up. Yes.
So I do think it's interesting where the host there, and we should probably
Greg Hill or his co-host.
Okay, so it's a Greg Hill show. So it is interesting. They're just pointing out 2025 in this thing. Like, you got to make a big move this year. It's like, oh, it is a 3-year deal. Like, if Bregman stinks, he ain't opting out after 1 year. Like, you're on the hook. He needs to be good. I think he is going to be good, but there's a downside to this deal. You know, if he gets hurt or if he's not very good. All right, let's keep playing it.
There's a reaction to the ambivalence, and it's a good thing that they had to overpay on a per year basis. And guess what? Bregman's opt-outs. Does anybody think Bregman's going to hate playing in Boston?
No.
Does anybody think the monster is going to do anything but help him when it comes to his stats?
Okay, nope.
Pause right there. I wholeheartedly agree with that part of it.
It's going to be a really good ballpark for him.
Dude, he's
going to have a whole lot of doubles this year.
Yes. Doubles, home runs, like short porch home runs. Like those pop flies that end up landing in the Crawford boxes here, they land in the screen, or not a screen anymore. They land in the seats up there on top of the green monster there. Like, it is a very, very, very generous left field in Fenway. And I do think, look, I grew up in that part of the country. I go up there a lot. My daughter lives up there. I mean, the baseball is a religion up there. He's going to really like playing up in Boston.
You know what? I do think that is a fan base that will it. I think at the very least appreciate the competitive at-bats, even when his numbers aren't good.
Yeah.
Like, they'll appreciate that side of it. The other thing that's going to come out, too, is that because Bregman – it's not like Bregman's going to come in and be this loud guy that's like, now I'm going to teach you guys how to win. He's very much about helping guys and just picking up things. He might have saved Hunter Brown's career.
Yeah.
Like, those kinds of things that'll start to show up in spring training.
Yeah.
So, like, the word-of-mouth advertising is going to be really good for Alex Bregman when he gets there.
I'm glad you brought that up, that intangible part, the Hunter Brown part. Yeah. We haven't brought that up this morning. We probably should have. All right, keep going. Let's listen to more Boston.
Oh. So then why wouldn't he re-up after year one? Right.
Get the duck boats ready!
Right. I mean, call me a honk and roach if you want, but my God, don't complain if they're spending.
Listen, I agree with you, Curtis, and we are at the top of the list of those who have complained.
that John Henry doesn't want to spend money. Well, in this case, we owe him a, you know, strongly worded apology.
No, we don't.
No, it's right there.
Pause. That's
no,
Seth.
You don't know, what the hell is this? No, Greg Hill. You don't owe anybody an apology.
Wait a second. You're saying that he doesn't spend money. And so that was accurate. Now he spent money. Right. You don't have to apologize for saying what was accurate before.
He's doing what you asked him to do. You know,
they must be the flagship of the Red Sox or something.
Yeah, I wonder if they are. Yeah,
that's a double reason not to apologize. Right?
Yes,
letting the boss tell you, yeah, no way, he's wagging your tail.
$40 million. They seem to be very okay. Keep playing, Ben. We got
my bad, John.
Oh, it's not my bad. It's thank you for doing something.
Right. You haven't been spending. You've changed. It's good.
Yeah. Getting fans on board.
I love it.
Say my bad. It's all good. You know. We always accept apologies. Yeah. You know, we always can't be right about everything.
But, I mean, if you look at, Curtis, you brought up the Twitch chat and hello and good morning and thank you to those who watch this show every day or every other day. Or
how many people do they have on that show?
It sounds like
I've heard four voices already.
Four people, yeah, yeah.
The lady there was the only one that made the valid point. It was like a thank you, maybe.
Yeah.
You say thank you. You don't apologize
for
accurately pointing out that he hasn't spent money.
We need to poach her away and bring her here as our sidekick on the show.
Yeah. Then we could have two people on the show making good points.
I was going to say, then we'd have one. Payne and Pendergast with you. Just kidding. We have two, and their names are Payne and Pendergast, all right? Stop nodding your head, everybody, in your car. I know what you're doing. I can see you. I know what you're doing.
So it sounds like those hosts are pretty high on
it.
I don't know. At the beginning, he addressed that maybe some people that aren't high up on it in Boston, but it sounds like the sports radio dudes there are at least high on it.
They acknowledge it's an overpay, but I can tell you Boston is a market that doesn't care about overpays. You know, like, that's not our money.
Right.
They're a classic. That's not our money.
But it's a weird deal, too. It's an overpay, but it's a short term.
Yeah.
It's a very, very short contract.
Yeah.
So that's the give and take of it, is that, it's kind of like the Danielle Hunter contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's all guaranteed money, but it's only a 2-year deal. So the team protects itself a little bit by just making it a shorter term contract.
Yep.
They're not going to be in the hook forever if it doesn't work out.
All right. Seth and I yesterday talked about a beef coming out of the Super Bowl that, as it turns out, is turning into an actual fight. The announcement has been made. The fight of the century is on. We'll tell you what it is. We'll let you hear it coming up next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.